Hi, I'm Jared Nichols, and this is my podcast series, The Futurist. One of the questions that is often brought up to me is, we have a great organization, we have a great culture, we've got great teams, we've been able to retain them, but now how do we get the most out of them? That's why this podcast is titled Digging for Gold. How do you get the most rich content and experience and ideas out of the folks that are in your organization? Now, I have three suggestions for you today, things that you can think about and begin to apply after you've listened to this podcast. Number one, you must have purpose of vision in your organization. One of the big new buzzwords going around today in business and in our personal endeavors is productivity. There are hundreds of thousands of apps and ideas for how we can be more productive. Organizations want to find ways in which they can get more productivity out of their people. Most of these are starting on the wrong end of the spectrum, with tools, with systems, and with ideas that we can use in our day-to-day action. But these are all meaningless if we do not have purpose and vision for the long-term future. Regardless of all the technology we have at our fingertips, if I do not know what my action today is leading to or contributing to, chances are I'll be easily distracted and move on to something else. So that's number one. You must have purpose of vision in order to have a more productive organization. Number two, flexibility to grow. Having a long-term vision for your organization is important, but the question you must ask yourself is this: is our vision of the future big enough to handle the capacity of our organization? If you've got great talent, great teams, and a great organizational culture, when is the last time you evaluated your long-term vision of the future? Has it changed in the last 5 years? If not, you may have a problem because the world is not stagnant. So neither should your vision be. So you must have flexibility to grow for the people in your organization. And third is you have to nurture an environment that allows the people in your organization to discover and create their personal long-term vision. The question you have to ask yourself is, are you giving them the tools to grow and create their future? If the answer is yes, then you're doing the right thing. If the answer is no, then now is the time to reevaluate what you can do to help equip them as individuals to be better, fuller, and happier people. If you do this last thing out of all three of these, the other two will happen naturally. So this is how you mine for gold in your organization. It's very simple. Most of it starts by stopping and reflecting and then acting. You've been listening to The Futurist with me, Jared Nichols. For more information, please visit my site at thejarednicholsgroup.com.